Jenny Lynn Holmes from Catholic Charities. Good morning, Jenny Lynn.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to have you back this morning. It is cold out there this morning and is expected to be all this week. What kinds of accommodations have been made for Sonoma County's homeless population?
Yeah, it's very cold. Coming off of, off of the rain and into the cold is really difficult, not only on the people we're serving, physically, but definitely also emotionally, just the trauma, the wear and tear and just the continuous feelings of cold is really, really hard for the people we serve. So we've been working with several of our extended winter shelters, like the Armory that's being operated by St. Vincent de Paul. We've opened up our services, early in the morning. The coldest hours are typically between 5 and 8. So opening up early to get people inside and out of the cold, to get just a warm shower, a hot cup of coffee, and just get them out of the elements for a little bit of time, a little bit of respite. But it's really, you can feel it among the people we serve. The whole entire atmosphere just changes because there's so much extra stress and worry and, just physical health issues that occur during this time of year.
Is there a homeless camp, an encampment at this point, Jenny Lynn, that replaced the North Point Center?
Not in the same size. People are still, unfortunately, experiencing homelessness outdoors, but it's a little bit more scattered throughout the county. So not necessarily in the same numbers that they were at on the Corporate Center Parkway, but we've been able to follow up with a lot of them and actually have gotten a few people there even after they relocated housed. So we're excited to keep working with people and hopefully pursuing an end to their homelessness.
That would be fantastic. In the meantime, it is that time of year, Jenny Lynn. Tell us what's happening on Friday of this week.
Yeah, so on Friday, it's our annual point in time count. So once a year, we deploy teams to go out into our community. They're given individual census tracts, and we go out and actually try to literally count how many people are outdoors and try to get a grasp on how our numbers are changing and trending over the years. It's probably the best data that we have to really understand where our community's at with regards to homelessness. And so it's an early, bright early morning. We deploy the teams at around 5 a.m. and they'll be out in the community and literally going in the creeks, under the bridges, and trying to get a grasp on where we're at in terms of homelessness. And it should be a very interesting year.
Yeah.
Last year, 2017, was the first spike we saw in homelessness in a 7-year period in Sonoma County, much of it related to the fires. But predictions that I have is that this year it's going to be, unfortunately, another spike because the delays of people who were displaced by the fire and just the fire-related housing market, we're definitely starting to see those pop up in our system of care right now.
Yeah, you're coming off that nationwide report, too, that counted Sonoma County's homeless population among the biggest nationwide.
Yeah, we've got a pretty serious issue, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, not only to deal with the people who were displaced prior to the fire, but now dealing with this whole new world of what are we going to do with people, that are still displaced. And we've got some big looming deadlines coming up. For example, end of March is when it's predicted the FEMA housing assistance is going to end. And there's still a lot of people who are in the, FEMA village or the fairgrounds or in hotels or, being assisted by that. And we're very worried about what's going to happen to those people come the end of March when that assistance ends.
Yeah, I think we're all concerned about that. And with regard to Friday, Jenny Lynn, how many volunteers are involved in the homeless count and how do you train them to do this?
Yeah, good question. So we've got, there's hundreds across the community. I can speak about Santa Rosa, which is the largest. We'll have about probably 140, 150 people come through our shelter at 5 a.m. to get deployed out to the community. A lot of people that come back every year. It's a very, for people who are volunteers and maybe don't do this work every day, it's actually very eye-opening for people.
Boy,
and they really Yeah, they get a better sense of what it's really like for these people and the really extreme circumstances they're living in. So people do enjoy coming back and feeling a part of this bigger effort. So many people have been trained over the years, but the Community Development Commission hosts trainings every year, and they also, we help pay, we call them homeless guides, mm-hmm. who really know the streets, know where the encampments are, and they kind of help navigate the volunteers to help do the census.
And then all of this information is gathered to be disseminated when?
So, the timeline is a little different every year. This year is probably going to be a little later because this is the year everyone has to do a homeless count, right, in the entire nation. So there's a lot of extra work that goes into it. But usually around June, July is when we get the initial results. Okay. So it takes a lot of time to kind of do the compilation of everything. But I can let you know on Friday morning. It's going to be a crazy early morning. People start coming back and we'll start hearing some things about what it's looking like out there.
Yeah, what they saw. And let me ask you this. Is there any way, after March when you expect hope that it doesn't become a reality, but will probably when there could be a spike in homelessness just because of what you're talking about, is there any way to reconfigure those figures so that it would assist the county in any way?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'd have to have we might have to have some sort of conversation. I mean, the good thing is we know where these people are, and so we can keep, hopefully we're already in touch with most of these individuals and working with them to try to find some sort of other alternative. So we'll be able to track where they, what happens, come when the FEMA assistance ends, because many of them are already in our different,
right,
case management systems. So the good thing is it's a little easier because we know these people, the people who are living out on the streets, it's a little harder to keep track in the same way. So I don't know if they've thought about that, but it'll definitely be interesting to see how these things are trending in a post-disaster community.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's lots of information about that same kind of thing across the country, but it will certainly be our updated look here in Sonoma County. Well, good luck to you and to the hundreds of other volunteers who will be out there counting on Friday morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, Jenny Lynn, thanks for being here. That is Jenny Lynn Holmes from Catholic Charities at the helm of counting the Sonoma County homeless population. And that begins, as she said, first thing Friday morning. A little bit scary, especially on the heels of that national figures that came out, which counted Sonoma County's homeless population as among the biggest nationwide for a city our size.